Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Deep dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mind? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna's app. Anna's diary on Star 99.9.
Dear Diary, yesterday was a day I had dreamed of. For a year, I convinced myself that I would fail. I didn't think I was mom enough to complete the massive task set upon me, but I did it. Not well, but it's complete. I took a picture every month with my baby Dakota on that blanket with her name, and I put that fake ring of flowers around the age of the month that she was turning. You know what I'm talking about? I would often see these on Facebook, and mothers would proudly display their child's monthly photos. Some would have blocks that read 1 month, 2 month. Some had fancy stickers, but I was gifted a personalized blanket with the months numbered 1 to 12 by my brother and sister-in-law. I'm sure they had the best intentions at heart when they purchased the gift. You see, they thought that I was capable of plopping my child down on a blanket, place a wreath around a number that would tell us her age, and then snap a picture. Sadly, they were wrong. The stress of the looming month approaching was almost too much to bear. What if I forgot? What if I was late? What if she wouldn't smile? What outfit would I force her to wear? The anxiety of it all. I debated lighting the blanket on fire and blaming it on the unruly neighbors. And I also daydreamed of accidentally driving over it with our John Deere. But I knew that as a mom, I couldn't give up. As Dakota grew older, she would try to crawl off the blanket and I would resort to duct tape to keep her in place. And then she went through this phase where she kept trying to snatch the flower ring thing and put it on her head. And I contemplated giving her a quick squirt in the face with the water bottle, you know, like we do to the dog when the dog misbehaves. But I wasn't sure if there were laws about that. But now it's all over. I did it. I have 12 pictures marking each month of her first year. Happy first birthday, Dakota. Mommy survived. Barely. I'm going to frame that blanket.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.